Émile Zola, an introduction. Émile Édouard Charles Antoine Zola was born in Paris on the 2nd of April 1840. When he was three, the family moved to Aix-en-Provence in the southeast. At seven, his father died, leaving the family on a meagre pension. In 1858, they returned to Paris. His mother had planned a law career for Émile, but he failed his baccalaureate examination twice. He took jobs as a clerk in a shipping firm and then in the sales department for the publisher Hachette. Zola also wrote political literary and art reviews for newspapers. As a writer, Zola wrote numerous short stories, essays, plays and novels. When La Confession de Claude was published and received the attention of the police, Hachette fired him. He continued to write, and after his first major novel, Thérèse Raquin, 1867, Zola started the series called Les Rougons Macquart, a carefully planned 20-volume history of a single family under the reign of Napoleon III. With the publication of L'Assommoir, Zola became wealthy. His subsequent works, Nana and Le Débâcle, fared even better, increasing both fame and bank balance. He was now a figurehead of the literary bourgeoisie. However, despite several nominations, he was never elected to the prestigious Académie Française. The infamous Dreyfus affair infuriated Zola, who wrote in defence of Alfred Dreyfus. His plan was to be prosecuted for libel, so the truth would be exposed. It went badly wrong. Zola was convicted for criminal libel in February 18.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?